From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks.
The Ukrainian Interior Ministry confirmed that this flight had indeed crashed.
FSN's Jake Rashbass in Moscow earlier today as news broke that a Malaysian Airlines jet, Flight 17, from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, had crashed in eastern Ukraine. The Ukrainian government says it was shot down by a missile fired by pro-Russian separatists. It's feared all 295 people aboard the plane died. Andriy Kuzmenko is Ukraine's ambassador to Britain.
The world of the 21st century should not live under the law and rules of the medieval age where the muscles and force could decide everything.
President Obama learnt of the disaster during a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. With the US reaction, FSN's Daniel Wrenches.
Barack Obama says his national security team staying in close contact with the Ukrainian government.
The United States will offer any assistance we can to help determine what happened and why. And as a country, our thoughts and prayers are with all the families of the passengers wherever they call home.
The US has raised concerns about the Russian military buildup close to Ukraine and increased sanctions on Russia. But the US State Department says it won't speculate over the cause of this incident.
Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak has expressed his shock and sorrow over the disaster.
Prime Minister Najib has ordered an immediate investigation into the report that the plane has been hit by a ground-to-air missile.
That's Melissa Goh, Kuala Lumpur correspondent for regional broadcaster Channel News Asia. She says that for Malaysian Airlines, it's the second tragedy in a matter of months, following the disappearance of Flight 370 in the southern Indian Ocean in March.
It was a scene of chaos 4 months ago when anguished families were pouring in to KLIA looking for answers, many hoping that Malaysia Airlines as well as the Malaysian government will be better prepared this round to handle the situation.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is expressing his sorrow over the disaster and has offered assistance to Malaysia. International security analyst Will Geddes says it's likely that many nations have lost citizens in the tragedy.
This particular action just shows the level of volatility and the lack of control that there is in the region. And when it starts involving international airliners traversing and travelling across the region, and this will be enormous in terms of the implications, obviously, to the Russian government and in how the international community will obviously deal with this.
One other headline, Israel is launching a ground offensive in Gaza after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered troops to clear tunnels used by fighters with the militant Palestinian group Hamas. The move is a dramatic escalation of the conflict and comes after attempts to negotiate a ceasefire failed. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. More now on the day's main story, and as the investigation into the Malaysian Airlines disaster gets underway, officials at Boeing in Seattle say they're standing by to offer assistance. From FSN's bureau in Seattle, Tim Exton reports.
The statement from Boeing, posted on the homepage of their website, is brief and very much a first response while information on the incident is still being gathered. Our thoughts and prayers are with those on board the Malaysia Airlines airplane lost over Ukrainian airspace, as well as their families and loved ones. Tim Exton, Seattle.
Critics of Russia in the United States are warning of serious consequences if it's shown that MH17 was brought down by a missile fired by pro-Russian separatists. The disaster came just 24 hours after the United States implemented fresh sanctions against sectors of the Russian economy, further to punish Moscow for its threats to Ukraine. Republican Senator John McCain spoke to America's MSNBC.
If it is a result of either separatist or Russian actions, mistakenly believing this was a Ukrainian warplane, I think there's going to be hell to pay, and there should be.
One other story making news today. The actress Elaine Stritch has died at the age of 89. She was a legend on Broadway and in London's West End. Her career spanned 7 decades. She was an Emmy and Tony Award winner. She battled alcoholism and diabetes, but she was still performing cabaret in New York at the age of 87. So, a day dominated by the catastrophic loss of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 leaves many unanswered questions and desperate sorrow among the families and friends of the 295 people aboard the jet. We will bring you continuing coverage here and on our Twitter feed. You can follow us there at Feature Story. And that is the latest Feature Story news. Simon Marks reporting.